From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The UN Security Council unanimously approved tough new sanctions on North Korea on Saturday, including a ban on exports worth over $1 billion. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley praised the new sanctions.
The resolution we've passed is a strong united step toward holding North Korea accountable for its behavior. Today, the Security Council increased the penalty of North Korea's ballistic missile activity to a whole new level.
The resolution also bans countries from giving any additional permits to North Korean laborers, another source of money for Kim Jong-un's regime, and it prohibits all new joint ventures with North Korean companies and bans new foreign investment in existing ones. Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, have reiterated their grave concerns over the escalation of tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Philippine Foreign Minister spokesperson Robespierre Bolivar.
We, the foreign ministers of the ASEAN, reiterate our grave concern over the escalation of tensions in the Korean Peninsula.
Arriving in Manila Saturday, South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kwang-ha says she will welcome the opportunity to talk with her North Korean counterpart at the ASEAN Regional Forum, which begins on Monday. U.S. military aircraft and boats are searching for three U.S. Marines who are missing after their tilt-rotor aircraft crashed in the sea off Australia's east coast on Saturday. 23 other people aboard the MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. The Marine Corps did not say what caused the crash, but indicated it is under investigation. Follow VOA on social media for additional updates. This is VOA News. Rwandans have overwhelmingly voted to extend Paul Kagame's 17 years in office. From Reuters News, Joel Labi reports.
A crushing victory for the man labelled Rwanda's forever president. Paul Kagame claiming a third term in office, extending his 17 years in power. Election officials say it was virtually a no contest. Kagame sweeping the ballot with an astonishing 98% of votes. If anything, this election has long been touted as a mere formality for the incumbent. His leadership viewed by many as the success story that shook off Rwanda's brutal past. 800,000 people killed in ethnic bloodshed 2 decades ago before then rebel Kagame brought stability. Rwanda is now also one of the fastest moving economies in Africa. But critics accuse Kagame of abusing civil liberties and the media and of brutally suppressing opponents. Frank Habineza, leader of the only registered opposition party, described the election as a good step forward for democracy. But with barely 1% of the vote going his way, it's clear a nation bearing so many horrible scars feels safer with the status quo.
That's Joel Labi from Reuters News. Kenya's Election Observation Group, or ELOG, will send out about 5,000 observers to monitor the vote on Tuesday. Lenny Ruvaga is in Nairobi and explains that they will also use parallel vote tabulation, or PVT, to monitor the presidential election.
ELOG officials say PVT works in 5 steps. In the first stage, observers go to polling stations and verify whether they have network coverage. Once this is verified, the second step entails the observer filling out a simulation form and sending it to the data center. This ensures the observer understands the process of reporting via text message or SMS. The third step involves the message check, where the database receives the text and checks for any errors in answering. The fourth step involves the data reporters contacting observers who have not yet reported and troubleshoots. The fifth and final step includes a data quality check where errors and inconsistencies are flagged by the database automatically.
August 8th is the date for that election. Venezuela's new all-powerful Constitutional Assembly removed Luisa Ortega as chief prosecutor. Ortega says Saturday's actions against her should sound alarm in Venezuela and around the world over the lengths at which President Nicolas Maduro's government is willing to carry out a coup against the Constitution. The UN confirms it has received notification from the United States about its intention to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement unless it identifies a suitable term for re-engagement. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.